greatly agitated. There were beads of perspiration on his brow. He was evidently in a state of overmastering fear, and yet he did not strike her as the kind of man who would be afraid to meet death. Yes? Her grave eyes met his inquiringly. He stood looking at her with a kind of desperate irresolution. It must be, he muttered to himself. Yes, it's the only way. Then aloud, he said abruptly, You are an American? Yes. A patriotic one? The girl flushed. I guess you've no right to ask such a thing. Of course I am. Oh, don't be offended. You wouldn't be if you knew how much there was at stake. But I've got to trust someone. And it must be a woman. Why? Because of women and children first. He looked round and lowered his voice. I'm carrying papers. Vitally important papers. They may make all the difference to the Allies in the war, you understand? These papers have got to be saved. They've more chance with you than with me. Will you take them? The girl held out her hand. Wait, I must warn you. There may be a risk. If I've been followed. I don't think I have, but one never knows. If so, there will be danger. Have you the nerve to go through with it? The girl smiled. I'll go through with it, all right. And I'm real proud to be chosen. What am I to do with them afterwards? Watch the newspapers. I'll advertise in the personal column of the Times, beginning Shipmate. At the end of 3 days, if there's nothing, well, you'll know I'm down and out. Then take the packet to the American Embassy and deliver it into the ambassador's own hands. Is that clear? Quite clear. Then be ready. I'm going to say goodbye. He took her hand in his. Goodbye. Good luck to you, he said in a louder tone. Her hand closed on the oilskin packet that had lain in his palm. The Lusitania settled with a more decided list to starboard. In answer to a quick command, the girl went forward to take her place in the boat. Chapter 1 The Young Adventurers Limited.
Tommy, old thing!
Tuppence, old bean!
The two young people greeted each other affectionately and momentarily blocked the Dover Street tube exit in doing so. The adjective old was misleading. Their united ages would certainly not have totaled 45.
Not seen you for simply centuries, continued the young man. Where are you off to? Come and chew a bun with me.
We're getting a bit unpopular here, rocking the gangway, as it were. Let's get out of it.
The girl assented. They started walking down Dover Street towards Piccadilly.
Now then, said Tommy, where shall we go?
The very faint anxiety which underlay his tone did not escape the astute ears of Miss Prudence Cowley, known to her intimate friends for some mysterious reason as Tuppence. She pounced at once.
Tommy, you're stony.
Not a bit of it, declared Tommy unconvincingly. Rolling in cash.
You always were a shocking liar, said Tuppence severely.
Though you did once persuade Sister Greenbank that the doctor had ordered you beer as a tonic, but forgotten to write it on the chart. Do you remember? Tommy chuckled.
I should think I did. Wasn't the old cat in a rage when she found out? Not that she was a bad sort, really. Old Mother Greenbank. Good old hospital. Demobbed like everything else, I suppose.
Tuppence sighed.
Yes. You too?
Tommy nodded.
2 months ago.
Gratuity?
Hinted Tuppence.
Spent.
Oh, Tommy.
No, old thing, not in riotous dissipation. No such luck. The cost of living, ordinary, plain, or garden living nowadays, as I assure you, if you don't know.
My dear child, interrupted Tuppence, there is nothing I do not know about the cost of living.
Oh, here we are at Lyons, and we will each of us pay for our own. That's that.
And Tuppence led the way upstairs. The place was full, and they wandered about looking for a table, catching odds and ends of conversation as they did so.
And do you know, she sat down and cried when I told her she couldn't have the flat after all. It was simply a bargain, my dear, just like the one Mabel Lewis bought from Paris.
Funny scraps one does over here, murmured Tommy.
I passed two Johnnies in the street today, talking about someone called Jane Finn. Did you ever hear such a name?
But at that moment, two elderly ladies rose and collected parcels, and Tuppence deftly ensconced herself in one of the vacant seats. Tommy ordered tea and buns,